Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
The regular season ends tonight for the Newark Lady Wildcats, and they try to finish on a strong note as they entertain the Reynoldsburg Raiders here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Wednesday evening, and if you're out driving, please be aware of the fog this evening as it is rolling in big time here in Licking County, but should have a good matchup for you tonight on the hardwood between the Wildcats and the Raiders. Newark comes in with a record of 16-5. 10-3 in the OCC Buckeye. The Cats played last night at Pickerington North and had no problem winning handily 71-38. It was only a one-point lead for Newark after the first quarter at 13-12, but they outscored North the rest of the way 58-26. Callie Geller led the way with 25 points. Leah Eckenrode and Emma Quackenbush each poured in 16. And this past Friday, the Cats blasted Taze Valley here at the Jimmy 63-32. Emma Quackenbush led the way with 23. Leah Eckenrode had 15. And Addie Hall chipped in with 12. So the Cats playing well to close out the regular season. Reynoldsburg is also red hot. They have won 6 straight. Friday, they took care of Lancaster 57-52 in overtime. The last 3 wins by the Lady Raiders have been by 1, 2, and 5 points. They are 6-1 in games decided by 5 points or less. Newark has only had one of those contests, and they won that game, winning over Akron Hoban 54-50. The Raiders are 5-4 on the road. They average 51 points and give up 53. Newark is 9-3 at home. They score 57 a contest and give up only 42. These two teams are tied in the OCC Buckeye. As we mentioned, the Cats and the Raiders are 10-3, and Reynoldsburg, overall, their record is 13-8. The Raiders won the first contest at home over Newark this year on January 14th, 62-29. Newark was really never in this contest. They only shot 17% from the field and had 19 turnovers. It was a 26-4 run by the Lady Raiders in the first and second quarters. That was the difference. So it is a battle for second place. Pickerington Central has locked up the conference with a record of 13-0 coming into tonight. So the Cats and Reynoldsburg battling for that second position. And of course, there still is some emotion here for Newark head coach Jack Pertell. Coached at Reynoldsburg for several years, winning a state championship just a couple of seasons ago. So I'm sure he'd like nothing better to at least split his first go-around here at Newark with his old team, that being Reynoldsburg. Now, of course, the tournament will start next week for the Lady Cats. A week from tonight, they will host Olentangy Orange here at the Jimmy. And if they win that game, they'll have the district final at the Celeste Center at the fairgrounds on February 22nd, and that game will be played at 10 a.m. So the regular season winds down, the postseason right around the corner, and Newark would like nothing better than to get a 3-game winning streak headed into the postseason. Up next, we'll hear from Newark Wildcat head coach Jack Pertell as you're listening to Newark Lady Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
That?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Licking County for garage door companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Now through February 28th, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online, CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Coach, it's kind of hard to believe the regular season ends tonight. It goes super fast, but game that you really were hoping for that would maybe get some momentum going into the postseason play.
For sure. And, you know, and like you said, like you alluded to earlier there, this season has went by really fast. It's hard to believe that here it is February 12th, and we've already had the tournament draw, and you know our first game is next week, and you know really we were hoping that we could build some momentum and really start playing well as we head into the tournament.
Back-to-back games. Last night you played at Pickerington North, and after a close first quarter, really thought the team turned it up both offensively and defensively.
They did. We, you know, they hung around for a quarter, and then we kind of made some shots. For some reason, we get off the slow start sometimes, and it's mainly the shots we take, and we're not making them. We took better shots. We passed better starting in the second quarter. In the second half, we played really well.
Watching that game, I just loved how the floor seemed to really spread offensively, which that just opens it up for Callie, and she took advantage, 25 points.
Callie did, and Leah and Emma both did a good job taking the ball to the basket and did a pretty good job finishing, too. And, you know, I felt like that we shared the ball and we, you know, really played for each other like I want them to.
And defensively, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost seemed like you baited them in just throwing some passes that led to steals, which led to transition.
We did a good job. Our kids did a good job of getting in some passing lanes. We switched. We played a little bit of zone. We just put 1-3-1 in like 2 days ago, and we played 10 minutes is all we practiced. And we just looked at it a little bit. It looked pretty good. We got some deflections and steals, and kids did a good job.
And you got to like that at the end of the season that you can still tinker and the team can adapt to that.
Yeah, and they played a lot. I think they played a lot of zone last year. And, you know, we played a little tandem 2-3 here and there. We're going to tonight. And then it is. We usually add a couple things, a couple out-of-bounds plays, maybe a couple new sets going into the tournament time.
All right, so Reynoldsburg, this closes out the regular season. You can get sole possession of second place, and you don't want to have a dud going into the tournament. So some people say, what's the point? But I'm sure you find reasons to play.
Absolutely. You know, and I told the kids before, you know, 17-5 sounds a lot better than 16-6.
Yep.
Second place in the league, even though I don't like second place, is better than third place. And so hopefully we'll have enough energy. And all my years, and my assistant Dave Butcher, he couldn't remember either having two games back to back on school nights. You know, sometimes Friday, Saturday you play and you get to sleep in a little bit, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
That first game, the shots just didn't fall and it got away. I expect a much better performance tonight, and I know you do too, but that was just kind of the one game it just didn't work.
That was just a dud for us. You know, we didn't do anything right either end, and I think we shot 2-for-25 from three, and you're not going, and we rely on the three. You know, we don't have a big post player that we throw it into and can score, and so, right. You know, we try to hoist them. We're pretty good shooters, but not that night.
For them, with the tournament on Friday, I mean, do you expect anything different from them tonight, or, hey, they want second place too?
Yeah, they didn't play last night, so I'm sure they're going to be fresh, and, you know, their opponent on Friday is one that they'll win, so I'm expecting them to come out guns blazing and, you know, try to get us again.
Do you have to adapt because it is back-to-back nights, maybe use a couple more timeouts and just maybe play a little bit differently?
Yeah, I'm going to have to play that by ear probably, and hopefully that the kids and I told them we need to really warm up with a purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll kind of watch and see how that goes. And hopefully not. Hopefully we'll go out and play our best game of the year.
Well, Coach, it's been a great regular season. Great to have you with the Newark basketball staff. Best of luck tonight and getting ready for that postseason run.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Prager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, Good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your Baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Kreger Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
At Rent to Own, you'll fall in love with amazing deals. Rent today and get 2 weeks free. That's right. Rent today and get 2 weeks free to use later. Match with a game system, an 85-inch TV, a new washer and dryer, or how about a new sofa set? No credit checks, free delivery, free setup, and you're already pre-approved. So why wait? Shop today. It was meant to be. Visit your local Rent to Own or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
When you're ready to sell your car, another reason to choose Hinder Motor Company is the easy, fast, fair, and hassle-free way to sell. This is Justin Hinderer. We pay top dollar for your vehicle, whatever the make or model, and no purchase is necessary. Consider trading and get even more toward your next vehicle. Drive in today and leave with cash or get a great deal. See why it's a pleasure doing business. Just visit HinderMotorCompany.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Getting ready for Newark and Reynoldsburg this evening here at Gary Walters Court as the Raiders and the Cats conclude the regular season with this rival matchup. And a programming note just for you Buckeye fans, we will be joining Ohio State and the Washington Huskies from the shot after this game immediately following. So just stick it right here to Kate 98.7 for hoop action on this Wednesday evening. The Lady Wildcats starting it off, and we'll follow up with Buckeye basketball at the home of the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. Both teams have concluded the warm-ups to get ready for this evening. Again, Newark, what an improvement from last year. 9-14, no worse than finishing 16-6, but you heard Coach Pertell talk about it in the pregame. Hey, 17-5, that's a lot better than 16-6. So we'll see what happens tonight. Again, off a back-to-back night playing on the road at Pitt North last night, and now hosting the Raiders in the final game of the regular season and the OCC Buckeye. And we are getting ready for the playing of our national anthem. Good crowd here at the Jimmy. As we get ready for this matchup between Reynoldsburg and Newark, the Raiders are not deep. While they've got 11 on their roster, only 8 are dressing for this evening. So, again, the Cats having a back-to-back, but Reynoldsburg not going very deep. We'll just kind of see how this all plays out moving forward. And, again, Reynoldsburg will start postseason play Friday. They are the 11th seed in the Central District number 5. They host 21st seed Hilliard-Davidson, then will play at Grove City next Wednesday if they win. And that Central 5 division, they do not play at the fairgrounds. They will go to Fairborn High School for their regional play. So kind of an interesting setup, and this game was scheduled to be played this Friday until Reynoldsburg decided they wanted to have an extra tournament game, and that's why it got moved to this evening. So we'll see how that even transpires moving forward as well. But again, both teams red hot. Reynoldsburg 6 straight victories, and the Cats have 2 victories over the last week of action. So we're getting ready for the starting lineups. For Reynoldsburg, Malaya Collins will start along with Deanna Carter. Saman Johnson, who scored 20 in that opening game against Newark, will be in the starting lineup along with Nyaya Knight and also Kendall Bowen. So it's Bowens, Knight, Johnson, Collins, and Carter for Reynoldsburg. And for Newark, it'll be the same starting five that we've seen throughout the season. Callie Geller will start at point. Geller, the leading scorer on the team at 16 points per contest. Also starting for Newark, Leah Eckenrode at 13.7 points a game. Emma Quackenbush, the sophomore, who's just filling up the stat sheet, 12 points per contest, also 8 rebounds, which leads the team, as does her 4 assists per game average. Rounding out the starting lineup will be Addie Hall, the senior. Addie fired up earlier. She was giving Coach Jack Bertel fits as we were doing the pregame show. She's ready to go, the senior. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Megan Harriet, the senior inside player. So it's Harriet, Eckenrode, Hall, Quackenbush, and Geller for the Newark Wildcats. Cats will go right to left to start this contest in their home white. And again, we'll have to watch fatigue this evening for both ball clubs. Cats huddling near half court. Now they're ready to go. Quackenbush will jump center. And jumping for Reynoldsburg will be Malaya Collins. We are set to go. Newark and Reynoldsburg wrapping up the regular season here in girls basketball. Happy to have you alongside here on Kate 98.7. We are set to go. Referee comes to half court, jumps it up. Emma controls the tip, and the Cats get it to start this contest. Harriet brings it across the timeline. Gives it off to Geller. Callie takes it into the paint early. Puts up the layup. No good. And the rebound by Reynoldsburg. Raiders looking to push. Saman Johnson with it. Cats with a 1-3-1. Coach Bertel talked about it. Just putting it in to their practice routine. Went a few minutes last night with it, and they'll start with it this evening. And a baseline three is on the way. It's no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Reynoldsburg. So we are scoreless 30 seconds in. Baseline out of bounds for the Raiders. Johnson will inbound it. Still looking to get it in, and now she does. Johnson gets it back on the right wing. Emma's guarding her. She'll drive baseline, hang, shoot, and it's an air ball. Rebound, Eckenrode. Eckenrode has it knocked away, but Harriet's there to get it, and we will have a foul called on Collins. Now, the one thing that I've seen in just a couple of games with Reynoldsburg, they will question a lot of officiating. One game against Logan this year, they had 3, count them, 3 technical fouls. So already they didn't like that first foul, and we'll see how the refs let that go. Reynoldsburg starts out in man-to-man. Geller has it way out front. She almost has it knocked away. Again, she'll take it into the paint. She'll hang, scoop, no good. Quackenbush with the rebound inside, a battle, and the jump ball alternate possession will give it back to the Raiders. Still scoreless, 1 minute in. Newark and Reynoldsburg. Winner of this game will finish second by their lonesome in the OCC Buckeye with a record of 11-3. Collins taking her time to bring it across the timeline, but she does at just about 9 seconds with no pressure. Cats remain in the 1-3-1. Quackenbush gets the steal. Emma looking to go coast to coast. The lefty, good hang, shoot, score. Quackenbush gets the Cats on the board, 2-0 at 6.5 first quarter. Emma's really been playing well on both sides of the ball the last few games. Just really comfortable in all aspects of it. Pass is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay right here with Reynoldsburg. Baseline out of bounds. Collins will have the honors. Looking to get it in. Oh, an easy pass. Shot, though, blocked inside by Harriet. She blocks it twice and then gets the rebound. What a job by Megan. Loose ball. Eckenrode is able to get it. Here comes Leah across the timeline. Eckenrode to Geller in the paint. Bounce pass Hall. Three on the way. No good. Loose ball, and Quackenbush gets it. Sets it to Geller. She'll fire a three. Bullseye. Callie Geller with the trifecta. 5-0 Newark. Under six to play. Opening stanza. Collins with it. She'll swing it baseline. Three on the way. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound again by Maiden. Gives it off to Quackenbush. Reynoldsburg with some full court pressure. Maiden gets it back, and she'll give it to Quackenbush, who will bring it across the timeline. What a job by Maiden so far. Underneath, couple of lot shots and couple of rebounds as well. She has the top of the key. Gives it off to Eckenrode. Leah drives to the left elbow. Cut off. In trouble. Now to Geller, top of the key. Callie takes it to the right side. Tries to put it up, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark. Up 5-0 with 5:16 to go in this first quarter. And already a substitution for Reynoldsburg. Checking to see who that is. That's Reagan Parham who's checked in. Looking to get it in. Does to Geller. And a 5-second count. Seemed like a quick 5 seconds, but nevertheless, turnover back to Reynoldsburg. 5-0 Newark. 5:12 first quarter. Cats stay in the zone right now. Here's a three on the way. Around and then going back in. As that spun out, but then Deanna Carter got it to go back in, so it's 5-3. Reynoldsburg's first points of the evening. Geller. Over goes to Quackenbush. Way outside on the right side. Quackenbush looking for a pick. She gets it from Eckenrode. Thought about the three. Now it's back to Eckenrode, and it's blocked inside by the Raiders, and here comes Reynoldsburg. Looking to push. Collision at half court. No call. And taking it all the way coast to coast is Carter. So she ties it up at 5. And that was a sweet move by Deanna Carter. 5-5 is our score at 4:20 first quarter. Eckenrode out front. Leah got some pressure, takes it to the left elbow. Cut off again, double teamed. She's able to get it off to Harriet on the left side. Megan looking to take it in, has it knocked away. It will stay with the Cats at 4:05 first quarter. Well, this game is not lacking for intensity. And we thought it would be between these two arch rivals who have gone at it time and time again in tremendous success with both programs. Final four appearances, state champ for the Raiders. And again, you want momentum going into the postseason. Looks like we've got a equipment issue for one of the Lady Raiders, and they're working on that right now. That's what's stopping play. Now we're set. Baseline out of bounds. Quackenbush lob into Eckenrode. Leah takes it along the left elbow, puts it up and in for two. Not an easy shot, but Eckenrode gets it to go, and it's 7-5 Newark. Carter, inside it goes. Nice pass inside, and we're going to have a foul on Quackenbush before the shot as Bowen's got free underneath. So that will be Emma's first. Team foul number one. Both teams with one team foul halfway through this first quarter at 3:50. A couple more substitutions coming in. Naomi Merriweather in for Reynoldsburg. So even though they only have eight players dressing, they're using them all here early in this first quarter. Bowens gets it. She'll launch the jumper. It's an air ball and a strong rebound inside by Hall. Cats up 7-5. Quackenbush across the timeline. Emma, always keeping her head up, drives to the baseline, cut off. Now Harriet has it. Back to Geller, and she'll set it up out front. Keeps her dribble. Geller now takes it to the foul circle. Spins, hangs, shoots, no good. And a rebound by Reynoldsburg. They're just getting her a little bit off the spot she wants to, and that's forcing some tough shots. Harriet inside, gets the block and another rebound, and she is fouled. 3:13 remains first quarter, 7-5 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
No change of the score while we were away. It's 7-5 Newark. Reynoldsburg has the basketball after a turnover they forced on defense. They have it inside right now, a double team, no one there. And then finding an easy opening is Carter. She has all seven, and that deadlocks us once again with 2.5 remaining first quarter. Quackenbush right wing. Back door to Hall, but the pass is stolen by Carter. Here comes Reynoldsburg looking to take their first lead. Taking it strong to the paint. Shot blocked by Harriet again. That's her fourth. Eckenrode gets the loose ball. Now it goes to Harriet, and the Cats will set up. Boy, Megan's playing great defense. Coach Bertel wants to call a timeout, and that might just be resting the legs a little bit, again, because of the back-to-back and playing last night on the road. So 2:03 remains in this first quarter. We are tied at 7. Deanna Carter with all 7 points for Reynoldsburg. Cats have already three players scoring, and it's the usual three of Geller, Quackenbush, and Eckenrode. Our next broadcast will be this Friday. It'll be these two teams again, this time on the boys' side, as the Cats have a couple games left in the regular season. Reynoldsburg, they are red hot, 19-1, unbeaten in the OCC Buckeye. The Cats, not too shabby themselves, at 17-3, and also just two losses in the conference. So if Reynoldsburg wins, they'll clinch it outright. If the Cats are able to come away with a victory, they'll still have a shot to share a late championship. Pregame at approximately 7:15 with the Cats and Raiders. Tip off at 7:30 right here on Kate 98.7. After the timeout, Newark will inbound it in the backcourt with this game tied at 7. Quackenbush across the timeline. Swings it over to Geller. Talia three off the iron. Issa Angeles, who checked in, cannot save it, so back to the Raiders. And again, they'll try to get their first lead of the evening. Under two now remains. Collins will bring it up. Geller guarding her in this. Actually, it's a 1-1-3 now zone. You don't see that very often. Geller at the top, Angeles at the foul circle, and then three players along the baseline. 7-all. And a three on the way for Reynoldsburg is off short, but they are able to get the rebound. Collins is able to corral it, and she'll set it back up. Angeles is on her tight, loose ball, but it goes right inside to Carter. She misses the shot, gets the rebound, no good. Out of bounds, it will stay with Reynoldsburg at 1:17. Still tied at 7. Baseline out of bounds, and Merriweather will have the honors this time for the Lady Raiders. Still looking to get it in. We'll lob it. Geller with the near steal, and now Callie gets it. It's 2-on-1. Over to Angeles. Issa puts it up and in. Good job by Callie, and Issa running right with her, and it's 9-7. Newark back on top by 2 as we come up on 60 seconds to go, first quarter. Merriweather out front. She'll swing it over to Collins. Now Bowens has it. Now they go inside. Loose ball. And I think we're going to have a foul on Angeles. She was over the top of Carter. So that will be the seniors' first team foul number two. 9-7, Newark leads Reynoldsburg by two. Reynoldsburg inbounds it. Lobs it in to Collins. Collins keeps her dribble, crosses it over, takes it into the paint. Euro step off the glass and in. That was pretty. Tied at 9, 35 seconds to go. Geller ahead of the pack. She'll slow it up and give it off to Quackenbush. Backdoor Eckenrode. Nice cut. Layup up and in. That was pretty. Leah with four. Good assists by Emma. And the Cats backed up by two at 11-9. 22 seconds to go. First quarter. Carter has it. She has seven of her team's 9 points. Bowen. Off it goes to Collins. Back to Bowen. She'll fire a three off the backboard. Baseball pass. And it's going to work. Emma to Callie for two. Oh, that play is so pretty. And it's just so successful. They have got that down. 13-9 as we come to the end of the first quarter. Cats up by four. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Back here at Newark High School, Cats up by four after one quarter with Reynoldsburg, 13-9. Brian Mays with you on Kate 98.7. Newark gets the ball to start this second quarter. After finishing strong in quarter number one with 4 points to expand the lead after being tied at 9. Quackenbush gets it off to Harriet, right elbow. Geller has it. She falls to the floor in trouble. Jump ball, and the alternate possession will go over to Reynoldsburg. So it'll be side out in front of the Reynoldsburg bench for the Raiders. Collins will bring it in to Carter. Carter again. 7 of her team's 9 points in that opening period. Inside it goes in the paint. Now they'll bring it back out. And here's a three by Carter. No good. Quackenbush the rebound. Emma looks to push. 2-on-2. Emma takes it all the way in. You don't stop ball. She's going to score on you. And Emma now has got 4. And it's 15-9. Largest lead of the game for the Cats. Started off at 5-0. Now they're leading 15-9 at 7 minutes to go before halftime. Zone really causing some havoc here for Reynoldsburg. Carter looks to take it in. Nice pass inside, but the shot is partially blocked by Emma, and they say it hit the baseline, so it'll stay with the Raiders. Shimon Johnson, who's yet to get going, she'll inbound it underneath the Raiders' basket. She's their high scorer. In it goes to Collins. She'll play a little two-woman game with Johnson. Johnson now gets it inside, and there's the first basket for Shimon Johnson. And it's 15-11, Newark by 4, 6:40, second quarter. Emma, good head fake, takes it up strong off the glass, no good. Tipped out, who's going to get it? Reynoldsburg, and a foul on Geller on the loose ball. So foul on Callie will be her first, and team foul number one in this second quarter. 15-11, Newark by 4. Good crowd tonight here at the Jimmy. And a lot of these fans will be right back here Wednesday night. Postseason play getting underway for the Cats. Next Wednesday night at 7 as they are in the number 1 Central District. And they get to host a first-round game. Three on the way is no good by Reynoldsburg, but they're able to get the rebound. Inside it goes. Head fake up. No good. Quackenbush battles for the rebound, but the Raiders are able to get it. Collins misses the shot, and Harriet, another rebound. Boy, she doing it tonight, the senior. Getting it done inside. Acton Road, right wing. Over goes Quackenbush. Geller has it top of the key. Swings it back to Quackenbush, left side. Now Reynoldsburg has gone to a 3-2 zone. Angeles back to Geller, swings it to Quackenbush. So both teams playing some zone here. 3-2 for the Raiders as they trail by 4, 15-11. Geller, Cats being patient here, and that's what you need to do against the zone. Acton Road, right baseline. Leah takes it up strong, and she's going to get hip-checked, and a foul will be on Reynoldsburg. No, they're going to say out of bounds. Oh, I don't agree with that. As she definitely was hip-checked out of bounds. Well, Coach Pertel's not that upset about it, so we play on. 15-11, Newark by 4 at 5:20, second quarter. Carter. Up top it goes to Bowens. Here's a long three, and it is pure by Malaya Collins. So she drains the second three of the night for Reynoldsburg, and the lead down to one at 15-14. Quackenbush to Geller. Callie takes it in strong, then lost the handle out of bounds. It will go back to Reynoldsburg. So Newark's six-point lead has been whittled down to one at 15-14 with 5 minutes to play before halftime. Collins brings it across, and now Carter has it. Back to Collins. Good pass to the right elbow. That's Bowen for a jumper. It is no good. Ball on the floor. We'll have another jump ball, and it will go over to Newark. So the Cats will inbound it underneath their basket. And Reynoldsburg will, again, bring some full court pressure. In it goes to Geller. Callie back to Acton Road. Leah will bring it across the timeline. Now Harriet has it right baseline to Quackenbush. She'll launch a three. Off the back iron, loose ball, out of bounds. It will go to Reynoldsburg. 4:33, second quarter. Cats up by one. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
As we come back to live action, Reynoldsburg gets a steal and takes it up and in to go up by a point. We'll have officials stop play. And Shamayan Johnson gets her second basket and then gets a warning from the official. And there was some contact there. It could have been called a foul, but they let it go. And that did not please Johnson, so she gets a warning. But Reynoldsburg has their first lead of the night at 16-15 with 3:52 to go, second quarter. Quackenbush to Geller, back to man-to-man for Reynoldsburg after a little bit of zone. Emma, right wing, now to Acton Road. Emma takes it up strong, no good. Geller inside for the rebound. Her shot blocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Newark. Let's pause for station identification. This is Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at the Jimmy. Newark trails Reynoldsburg 16-15 with 3:20 remaining in this second quarter. K98.7 Cats with the basketball. Harriet gives it off to Eckenrode. Leah takes it up strong to the left side. No good
to do it again. There's only six undefeated teams in the state for the boys, which is kind of crazy that there's only six. You've got Cincinnati Aiken and Miami Trace in Division III and Division IV, Cincinnati Wyoming, Division V, Columbus Academy, Division VI, Patrick Henry, and then Division VII, Rushi. So not a lot of undefeated teams. There are some good ones out there. Division I, Olentangy Orange, St. Ignatius, Reynoldsburg, St. X, and Delaware are kind of the kind of five schools that have been there all year. In Division II, you've got Westerville North in the Central Ohio area that's very good. Wenton Woods, Massillon, North Royalton, and then another Central Ohio team in New Albany. Just a handful of teams right there. We talked about Cincinnati Aiken. They're probably the favorite right now in Division III. Columbus's Bishop Hartley, they had a big win over Waterston a couple weeks ago. Miami Trace, they've got the big guy, Adam Guthrie, who is an Ohio State football recruit. He's big time in the paint there for them. Trotwood, Madison, and of course, Garfield Heights with Marcus Johnson on their team. He is a stud coming to Ohio State, just a junior. Cincinnati, Wyoming, Canfield, Warrensville Heights, Ursuline, River Valley in Division IV. We talked about Division V with Richmond Heights. You've also got Lutheran East, who's a team who's won state championships recently. Minford and Fairland, a couple teams down on the river that play really good basketball. And Bishop Reedy and Afrocentric and Academy, some teams in Central Ohio. In Division VI, the Highland Hawks. Boys and girls basketball. That's what they do in Berlin. They play basketball. The Highland Hawks are there. Spencerville, Patrick Henry, Monroe Central, a couple. And then Delphos St. John's. They got Cam Elwer, the pretty good junior, one of those guys that's scoring a lot of points. They're talking about maybe he could break that points record with Cornerstone Christian Kwozniak, who's about 300 points away from Diebler's record. South Webster, Rushi, JFK, and then we talked about Cornerstone Christian with Kwozniak.
My thanks to Ryan Baker. You can hear him on the OHSAA radio network in the coming months, covering boys and girls state tournament action, as well as the OHSAA hockey tournament. He can also be found on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. For more information on the OHSAA and high school postseason tournament action, visit OHSAA.org. I'm Eric Reeser, and this has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Say goodbye to car care headaches with Carvenience from Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. For only $49, we'll pick up your vehicle, leave you with a rental, and return it fully serviced and spotless. No more juggling your schedule or wasting hours at the shop. Carvenience lets you focus on what matters while we take care of all the rest, making life easier. Schedule your service today at HinderMotorCompany.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
21-18, Reynoldsburg by three as we start this third quarter here at Newark High School. Reynoldsburg will have the ball to start this third quarter. Newark's starting five for this contest. Back out to start quarter number three. Quackenbush, Geller, Eckenrode, Hall, and Harriet. Reynoldsburg gets it. Cats will go left to right for the final half of this regular season. Inside it goes to Bowen. Blocked out of bounds by Eckenrode. It will stay with Reynoldsburg. Baseline out of bounds. 21-18. Lady Raiders by three. Looking to get it in and knocked away, but Reynoldsburg is able to get it back. Jumper is up and in by Johnson, so she continues to play well. She now has eight, and the largest lead for the Raiders at five, 23-18. Quackenbush right wing. Emma swings it over to Harriet. Now Geller. Cali had 6 points in that first half, as did Eckenrode, who has the basketball right now. Geller takes it to the right elbow. Now Hall, right baseline. Stop, pop, short. Quackenbush knocks it out of bounds off of Reynoldsburg, and it will stay with the Cats. Emma has to be careful. She's got three personals. She will inbound it. Looking to get it in. Does to Eckenrode. Leah, three on the way. Nope. Hall battles. She gets another offensive rebound, as she's done all season. Eckenrode, another three. That one tickles the twine. Leah with nine, and the lead is down to two at 23-21. 6:55, third quarter. Reynoldsburg will bring it across the timeline with the two-point lead. Johnson takes it in. She'll give it back out top. Swing it over to Carter. Carter left wing. And this pass is stolen away by Geller. Cali, one on two. She'll take it up. Good head fake. We're tied. Cali with eight, 23 apiece. 90 seconds into this third quarter. So Newark comes out strong after the break with five unanswered points to tie this game. Johnson, top of the key, 2-3 zone now by Newark. They've played zone a majority of this game. Here's a three on the way off the back iron, and it's tipped, but right into the arms of Reynoldsburg. They miss the shot. Carter does. Ball on the floor, jump ball, and alternate possession will go over to Newark. And this third quarter starting a little bit physical for both ball clubs. Full court press applied by Reynoldsburg. Now they back off a little bit, and it's just Johnson guarding Geller. Kelly, a couple of nice moves. She gets it across the timeline. Johnson's hounding her. Got to be careful for 5 seconds. She gives it off to Quackenbush. Now a nice cut to Hall, but it goes off of her shoulder out of bounds back to Reynoldsburg. Both teams tied for second in the OCC Buckeye at 10-3, so the winner of this one will have sole possession of second place behind Pitt Central. Cats still in the 2-3. Johnson has it out front. Now looking inside, but it's cut off near turnover, but Johnson's able to get it back. And now she'll reset. Hall comes out to greet her. She'll take it in. Knocked away by Eckenrode, but they will call a foul on Leah. That'll be her first team foul, number one, in this third quarter. And it looks like Newark might be going to a box and one on Johnson. She's got 8 points, was the leading scorer in the first matchup, which Reynoldsburg won at home. Merriweather will come in, and she will see who she replaced there. Looked like it was Knight, and it is. In it goes. Nice catch by Carter. Puts it up. Shot partially blocked by Harriet. And she gets the loose ball, and she is hammered inside by Carter. Megan has done a tremendous job tonight on the defensive glass and blocking shots. I think that is her fifth blocked shot. Boy, has she played outstanding defense tonight. So after the foul, Cats will get it in the backcourt. Still tied at 23 at 5:07. In it goes to Geller. And now Reynoldsburg will peel back. Cali across the timeline. Looking to get somebody open, but nobody is at the moment. So wisely she keeps her dribble. Now gives it off to Harriet at the top. Eckenrode trying to post up inside. Nothing doing. Quackenbush comes to get the ball on the right wing. Emma takes it to the left elbow. Now all the way to the paint. Her shot no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Outlet it goes to Carter. Carter takes it up strong. Puts it up and in for two. And Reynoldsburg regains the lead at 25-23. Quackenbush to a cutting Geller. Cali in the paint. She's cut off. Eckenrode a three. Short. Loose ball. Gotten by the Raiders. Now they will push. It is a 4-on-1. Johnson gives it off. The shot no good by Collins. Now up and in, though, and a chance for a three-point play. They beat Newark back on that time and were able to get the offensive rebound, and now extend their lead to four with a chance at five. And making the basket was Jayla Watley. That's her fourth point. Looking to make it five if she can complete the three-point play. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Eckenrode. 27-23. Reynoldsburg by four. Pass to Hall. Addie thought about the three, thought about it twice, and decides to dribble. She'll take it into the paint. Spins. Nice move. Up and in for two. That's smart basketball. Let me get a higher percentage shot, and she did. And the lead back to two now for Reynoldsburg at 27-25. 3:45, third quarter. Johnson way out front. Out near the logo. Gives it off to Bowen. Now up top it goes to Collins. Johnson left wing, thought about the three. She'll keep her dribble. 3:28, third quarter. She'll swing it over to Bowen, right wing way outside the arc. She'll drive into the paint. She's cut off, but finds inside Merriweather. Jump ball. It'll stay here with Reynoldsburg. 27-25. Low scoring affair. Good affair, though, between the Raiders and the Cats to close out this regular season. Baseline out of bounds for the Raiders. Underneath their basket. Lobs it into Bowen. Now up top, Johnson. Johnson fires a deep three. No good. Quackenbush goes up to get the rebound. Cats can tie or take the lead with a three. And a pass out of bounds back to Reynoldsburg. 3:06, third quarter. Cats down by two. You're listening to Newark Basketball on K98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
Great pass by Johnson to Naomi Merriweather. Extended Reynoldsburg's lead to 29-25. Kelly Geller comes back for Newark. She takes it hard to the rack, and she gets fouled, so she'll go to the line for two. With Reynoldsburg up by four, 2.5 to play, third quarter. Kelly's got 8 points. Averages 16 per contest. Now has nine. And the lead now at three for the Raiders. Sophomore lines up her second foul shot, and that is also good. 29-27. Callie now in double figures with 10. Reynoldsburg lead at 2. Johnson swings it over to Bowen. On top it goes wildly. Pass knocked away by Hall. Addy, one-on-one, puts it up. No good. Geller the offensive rebound. We're tied. 29 apiece. 12 now for Cali. Good hustle by Hall to get that steal to set up the chance to tie it. Here's Johnson left wing. Johnson brings it back out top. Cats 2-3. Nope, now they're going back into the 1-3-1. Hall at the top. Johnson keeping that dribble alive, but nowhere to penetrate right now. Geller switches out to now be the top of the 1-3-1. 1:37 remains third quarter. Johnson way out front. Now she'll dribble to the top of the key. Pass knocked away again, but this time the Raiders get it. Bowen, Hall knocks it away again, but Johnson, her quick hands, fires off the back. Iron shooter's touch. Johnson now with 12, and it's 31-29. Reynoldsburg by two. Harriet ahead of the pack, right wing. She'll bring it back out. She'll take it to the left elbow. Loose ball. Harriet in trouble, and Coach Portell will call a timeout. 31-29, Reynoldsburg by two at 1:06 third quarter. Again, postseason starts next Wednesday for the Lady Cats. They will host Olentangy Orange. This is kind of crazy for both ball clubs. Orange will come here to the Jimmy on February 19th at 7 p.m. If the Cats win that, they'll go to the Celeste Center on February 22nd and in all likelihood play Olentangy Liberty. Just for the interesting part on this, the Cats on the men's side will also play Olentangy Liberty to start off this postseason. So it's Newark versus Olentangy school districts in the postseason, at least in the first couple of rounds. So Coach Bertel with the timeout here at 106 and his team down by two at 31-29. Again, Newark winning last night on the road at Pitt North, 71-38. And I'd say the Lades have pretty much held up here. He's not had to make a lot of substitutions, not called a lot of timeouts, and the girls are playing hard. And definitely a much better showing than that first go-around at Reynoldsburg when they lost 62-29. So I know we're worried about the announcer jinx, but I'd like to think they will score more than 29 tonight since they're at that mark at 106 third quarter. Baseline out of bounds. Quackenbush gets it into Angeles, who's checked in. Issa up top, Ecken Road. She'll drive to the elbow, off to Geller. And the Cats will reset at 1 minute. Reynoldsburg 31, Newark 29. Ecken Road, top of the key. Bounce past Quackenbush. Emma's three, in and out. Boy, that looked good. And ahead of the pack, but we're going to have a foul before that. And that'll be on Cali. So that will be Geller's second foul. That did prevent a breakaway for Reynoldsburg. They would have had an easy layup. 47 seconds left. 31-29, Reynoldsburg by two. This is about the time in that second quarter where they held it for one. See if they do the same thing here in quarter number three. Johnson, left wing. She'll take it just to the three-point line. I'll bring it back out. 25 seconds. Angeles at the top of the zone right now. Hounding Johnson. Down to 18 seconds. Right wing. A lot of trouble. Loose ball. And what do we got? We're going to call a foul on Issa. That was tough. That was a loose ball. Thought Angeles did everything right there, but they are going to call the foul on her. That'll be her second. And that is the fourth team foul in this third quarter, 13 seconds to play in it. Here's Carter with it. Deanna, top of the key, gives it off to Collins. Collins will take it into the paint, hang, shoot, no good. Rebound Quackenbush with 1 second, baseball pass down the court. And we will go to the fourth quarter. Reynoldsburg by two at 31-29. Stick around, should be a good one. You're listening to Newark Basketball on K98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lukart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lukart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lukartheating.com.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
8 minutes in the regular season left for the Lady Wildcats as they try to rally, trailing by two to Reynoldsburg at 31-29. Cats get the basketball to start this final stanza. Quackenbush has it on the left wing. Gets a pick from Harriet. She'll swing it over to Ecken Road, left baseline. Leah keeps her dribble, now tries to post, cut off. Geller has it top of the key. Back to Ecken Road, open three, Cats lead. Second Road with 12. And that is her second three, both in this second half. And Newark regains the lead at 32-31, 7:25, fourth quarter. Here's Johnson, right elbow. Right wing it goes to Carter. Carter now takes it to the left wing, takes it up strong, no good, but she's fouled by Angelis, which drew the ire of assistant coach Dave Butcher. And Carter will go to the line for a couple of shots. Deanna had seven in that first quarter. She has not scored since and remains that way as the first foul shot is no good. So the best she can do is tie this ball game back up if she converts the second of her two foul shots. Lines it up on the way. That is good. So she now has eight, and we are tied at 32 with 7:07 remaining in this fourth quarter. Reynoldsburg led by three at the break, 21-18. Angelis takes it up strong. Her layup is short, though, and the rebound by Watley and knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Reynoldsburg. 32 apiece. Both teams can really light it up on offense, but you kind of had the feeling this might be a defensive struggle with Reynoldsburg postseason coming up on Friday and Newark playing last night on the road. 32 all. Here's Johnson. And she throws it away. That should be a backcourt violation. And it was touched by Reynoldsburg. And it will be a turnover, and Newark would get the ball back. Each team, several timeouts left. Newark has three. Reynoldsburg has four. Watley will take a seat. And Knight will come back in for Reynoldsburg. Quackenbush side out of bounds. Gets it into Geller near half court. Geller. Keeps her dribble. Now goes off to Harriet. Right wing outside the arc. Looking inside to Eckenrode. And she is held by Collins. And that will be her third. And I don't mean to criticize too much, but according to the Reynoldsburg fans tonight, they have not committed a foul all evening. We'll just leave it at that. Quackenbush will inbound it underneath the Newark basket. We are set. Emma gets the basketball, looks to get it in. Goes to Angelis, cutting to the basket. Layup up and in! Nice cut by Issa. She has got four, and Newark back up by two at 34-32. And a travel on Reynoldsburg as Collins walked with the basketball. 6:22, fourth quarter. Newark up by a deuce, 34-32. Geller across the timeline. Loses the basketball. Quackenbush is able to save it, though, and the Cats will keep this possession alive. Emma takes it to the left elbow. Now all the way to the rack, no good. Out of bounds, it should stay with Newark, and it does at 6:02, fourth quarter. Newark 34, Reynoldsburg 32. Baseline out of bounds for the Lady Cats. Quackenbush will have the honors. On this last one, she found a cutting Angelis for two. Now she'll get it into Issa way out front, back to Quackenbush. Emma will bring it to the left wing. Still outside the arc. Now she'll drive to the paint. Her runner up and in! And one! Pretty move by Emma Quackenbush. That is her sixth point. And the Cats now up by four at 36-32. A chance to make it five as she can convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Emma lines it up, nails it. She's got seven. Cats up by five, 37-32. 5:45, fourth quarter. Strong move by Johnson. No good, but the Raiders get the offensive rebound. Putting it in is Malaya Collins. And she's got eight now, and the lead is at three, 37-34, and a foul on Reynoldsburg in the backcourt on Johnson. That'll just be Shimon's second, so she's not in any foul trouble. It is the third team foul, though, for Reynoldsburg in this fourth quarter. At five, it's double bonus time for the Lady Cats. Eckenrode brings it across the timeline. Has it knocked away, and a steal by the Raiders. Coach Bertel wanted a foul. No call. Shot is missed on the end of Reynoldsburg, and the rebound by Newark. Here comes Quackenbush. Cats by three at 5:10, fourth quarter. Geller takes it over to the left wing to Eason. Timeout, Newark. 5:03, fourth quarter. Cats by three. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
37-34, Newark by three. Again, following us right after we're done, Buckeye basketball's Ohio State takes on Washington. We'll go to that game once we conclude here at the Jimmy. Newark by three, 37-34, 5:03 remains in this contest. Cats with the basketball. Ecken rotates it left baseline, cut off. Harriet has it left wing. Megan back to Eckenrode. She'll launch a three, short, and the rebound inside by Reynoldsburg, and a foul on Geller. Reaching in, that'll be her third, and it'll be the second team foul for Newark in the fourth quarter. Reynoldsburg, four timeouts left. Newark has two. Three fouls for Reynoldsburg in this fourth quarter. The Cats have two personals. I guess I should say two team fouls. Good pass inside, but it goes off the fingertips of Merriweather. So back to Newark. So a turnover on that critical possession for Reynoldsburg, as Newark maintains their three-point lead at 37-34. And it goes to Geller. A little bit more pressure by Reynoldsburg in the backcourt, but Eckenrode's able to bring it across. Leah bounce pass to Quackenbush, right wing. Quackenbush brings it back out with her dribble. At 4:25, Newark by three, 37-34. Eckenrode left wing. Eckenrode gets a pick. She'll take it to the foul circle. Now Quackenbush, this is a three. Switch! Emma now with 10, and the Cats up by 6 at 40-34. Bowen inside. She'll bring it back out. Stolen away by Angelis. Up ahead to Geller. Geller lays it up and in. Cats, their largest lead at 8, 42-34. 3:50 to go. Whoever said this might be a meaningless game, sadly mistaken. Both teams want it. Cats playing good right now. Layup no good. Loose ball, and getting it back and putting it up and in is Collins. She gets a big offensive rebound. She's got 10, and it's 42-36 with 3.5 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. Quackenbush needs some help. Got to get some movement here. Geller comes to get the basketball. Callie Johnson hounding her. She's a good defender. Callie, got to watch the 5 second. She gets knocked down, no call, but Harriet's able to get the loose ball. Megan, she's getting hounded, got to watch 5 seconds. Now Quackenbush. Emma, she'll take it strong to the paint, lays it up and in for two. That possession wasn't pretty, but it works. Timeout, Reynoldsburg. 3:01 remains, fourth quarter, and Newark up by eight at 44-36. Boy, this has been a good one. And the battle with Newark and Reynoldsburg will continue Friday night on the boys' side as the Cats entertain the Raiders. It'll be another dandy. Newark comes in 17-3, Reynoldsburg 19-1, and many people feel this is the best team in Raiders history. We'll find out Friday night. We'll have the pregame at approximately 7:15 and the live tip-off at 7:30. That's the final regular season home game for Newark. They will conclude the regular season the following Friday at Lancaster to take on the Golden Gaels, and we'll have that for you as well right here on Kate 98.7. And then it's tournament time for the boys, and the girls, of course, start tournament action next Wednesday, a week from this evening. They entertain Olentangy Orange here at the Jimmy with the tip-off at 7 p.m. The Lady Cats are in Central District 1. They win that game next Wednesday off to the fairgrounds on the 22nd, that being a Saturday, playing at 10 a.m. That's early, but they will be happy to do that because that means they've advanced in postseason play. All right, after the timeout, Newark up by 8, 44-36, under 3 to play, fourth quarter. Johnson has it. Cats have remained in the 1-3-1 zone for most of the night. A little bit of 2-3, but now it's back to the 1-3-1. Johnson launches a 3, and that's how you are a zone buster. That was a deep 3, and she nailed it. She now has got 15, and it's 44-39. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Cats. This will be a very intense 2:36 to close out this regular season. Can the Cats hold on and finish in second place in the OCC Buckeye? In it goes to Harriet. Megan keeps her dribble. Needs to get it off to Geller, and she does. Callie with Johnson on her. She has hounded Callie all night, and Geller's done a great job. Quackenbush way outside on the right side. Now she'll take it into the paint. Emma takes it up strong. Off the iron, no good. And the rebound by Reynoldsburg. 44-39, Newark by 5. Reynoldsburg is pushing and travel. A travel on Knight. So that's a big turnover at 2:08. And the Cats get the ball back up by 5 at 44-39. Quackenbush. Double team, swings it to Eckenrode across the timeline. Eckenrode to the paint, bounce pass Geller, up, no good. Rebound Raiders, and let's see, I think we're going to have a foul on Callie. Yep, we will. Boy, that was good ball movement. Geller just couldn't get it to fall. I've got her now with four personal fouls. 1:57 to go, Newark by 5, 44-39. In it goes. Johnson with it. She'll launch another three. Pure. She's on a heater. She's got 18, and the lead is down to 2 at 44-42. Eckenrode. Leah takes it all the way. No good. She was wrapped on the arm, and they didn't call it. Angeles gets the ball. Now to Geller. Geller takes it into the paint. Callie with the left hand. She's fouled. She's fouled by Malia Collins, who has four personals, and according to her, she has zero. So Callie will go to the line to shoot a very important two foul shots. Newark up by 2, 44-42. 92 seconds remain. Boy, Johnson, she is a player. She had 20 in the first matchup, and she's got 18 tonight. Somehow, you got to get the ball out of her hands. Easier said than done. Foul shot, Geller, good. So Callie now has got 13 points. See if she can make it a two-possession game, if she can nail this foul shot. It's off the back iron. Eckenrode, a huge offensive rebound. Cats reset. Angelise. Johnson all over her. And a timeout, good timeout by Coach Pertel with 1:23 remaining in this contest. 45-42, Newark by 3. Newark will have one timeout left after this. And again, the foul situation, Cats with 3 team fouls. Reynoldsburg now with 4 team fouls, so the Cats will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Just a minute 23 to go. And a good one between these two arch rivals, with so much history between them, and now you've got a coach and Coach Pertel that's coached both programs. And what a turnaround. What a turnaround for Newark. 16 victories coming in after 9 victories last year, 9-14, and again, future looks really, really bright for this Wildcat program. But you've got to acknowledge the seniors that have stayed together and have righted this ship and will leave the mark with turning this Cats program around after a couple of down years. Praise all around to Addie Hall, Megan Harriet, Issa Angeles, Sam Hall, and Naomi Adesope. Thank you, ladies, for what you've brought to this Newark program. Appreciate everything you've done and being the leaders on this Newark program. You're leaving it in very, very capable hands for the job you did as seniors on this team. Side out for Newark. Quackenbush will inbound it. Looking to still get it in. She does to Eckenrode in the backcourt. Eckenrode across the timeline. Leah takes it all the way in. Off the glass, no good. She's fouled by Bowen. She'll go to the line for two, and that will put Newark in the double bonus for the remainder of this game. Eckenrode with 12 points. And she will have a two-shot foul here. Clean up a little bit of debris on the baseline. Now we're ready. Leah gets the basketball. Lines up the first foul shot. Got it. Leah with 13. And it's 46-42. So it does become a two-possession contest here at 1:17 to go. Eckenrode looking to convert both foul shots. And she does. 14. Cats up by 5. 47-42. Here comes Johnson. No one can stop her. Great pass to Bowen. Bowen traveled. Kind of surprised Johnson gave that up the way she's been shooting the rock. But we'll take that opportunity. And Bowen commits the travel. And so Newark will get it back at 108 and leading by 5 at 47-42. Baseball pass. Geller ahead of the pack. Can she take it up? Yes, she can. Oh, does it work every time? Yes, it does. Emma with the assist. Callie with the basket. 7-point lead. 55 seconds to go. Johnson, she will not pass it this time. She'll lay it up and in for two. She's got 20, and I think Reynoldsburg calls a timeout. She does. And that was a smart timeout because this time Harriet was ahead of the pack, and there was nobody there. So 49-44, Newark by 5. 49.7 remains in this game. Reynoldsburg now will have two timeouts left, and Newark has that one in their back pocket. Again, second place on the line here, and momentum going into the postseason. Newark trying to get victory number 17 out of 22 games and finish the Buckeye at 11-3. We were hoping for a much better performance than what we saw in Raider land, and we definitely have seen it tonight. They've done a nice job. And remember, guys and gals, this is a back-to-back on school nights for Newark, and they're getting it done. Reynoldsburg has not played since last Friday, so they've had some time off, and the Lady Cats have met their intensity and physicalness toe for toe and lead by 5 at 49-44. After the timeout, Cats will inbound it in their backcourt. Eckenrode, Geller, Angeles, Harriet, and Quackenbush will be on the floor for Newark. Both teams come back onto the court. Eckenrode will be the inbounder for Newark. She gets the basketball, gets it into Quackenbush. Quick double team. Emma off back to Eckenrode. Leah across the timeline. Bounce pass to Harriet. Megan gives it off to Angeles. Now to Geller, 36 seconds. And we got a foul on Johnson. Both Johnson and Geller gave each other an elbow there. They've battled all night long. It's been spirited, but I don't think anything too extracurricular. 35 seconds remains. 49-44, Newark by 5. Geller at the line. She's got 16 points. And some more equipment issues, but now we're ready. Geller to shoot two. First one, around, no good. So she'll try to split the pair and give The Cats a six-point cushion at 35 seconds. Sophomore lines up the second one. On the way. Got it. 17 for Cali, 50-44. Johnson quickly gets the ball across the timeline. She'll take it to the left wing. Scoop, score. Oh, she just can't be stopped. Cannot be stopped. 50-46. 22 seconds left, and a push on Reynoldsburg will send Quackenbush to the line. She gets the ball in the backcourt. She just blew by about four defenders and then hung in the air in the paint and got the basket. She's a special one. She's got 22 now, 22 of her team's 46. Quackenbush will be at the line for a pair. Emma's got 12. See if she can keep it at a six-point margin here, if she can get both. First one. Oh, that goes in and out as well. So a couple of unlucky bounces here for Newark at the charity stripe. Now we got to get the back end to give it a five-point lead at 21.6. Remaining fourth quarter. Foul shot. Got it. Emma with 13. 51-46. Newark by five. 18 seconds. Here comes Johnson from 35 feet. Off the iron. No good. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Reynoldsburg does. Down to 11 seconds. Johnson, left baseline, shot, no good. Rebound, Angelis. She gets the rebound, and she is fouled with 3.4 seconds to go, and that will do it. Boy, I'm not sure why Johnson felt she needed to shoot it from 35 feet, but we'll take it. And the senior, Issa Angelis, can end her career here in the regular season at the Jimmy with a couple of foul shots. She's had just 4 points, but two huge baskets, including an inbound play that extended the Cats' lead. She has played very well tonight on both sides of the ball. She's at the line. First foul shot. And that one spins in and out. I mean, all three of the front ends of these two-shot fouls, the last three possessions, in and spitting back out. See if she can get the second one. That one is short, loose ball. Angelis gets the offensive rebound. The clock has not started. Now it finally does. And let's see if they wrap it up. They do. Cats get the victory, finish second place in the OCC Buckeye, and get their 17th victory to close out the regular season. 51-46, our final. We'll wrap it up as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
Sometimes we need extra healthcare assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Center's here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Federal Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Another reason to choose Hinderer Motor Company for your next vehicle. This is Justin Hinderer. Every vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty, award-winning service, and our exclusive Carvenience. We pick up your vehicle, service it, and return it so you save time and enjoy peace of mind. That's Carvenience. At Hinderer Motor Company, we take care of everything so you can drive worry-free. See why we're the best choice for your next new or used car by visiting HinderMotorCompany.com.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Cats victorious, 51-46. Let's pause for station identification as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Cats conclude the regular season 17-5, second place in the OCC Buckeye at 11-3, defeating Reynoldsburg tonight 51-46. So they go into the postseason with their third straight victory, and the run to Dayton will start on Wednesday here at the Jimmy when they play host to Olentangy Orange, tip-off at 7 p.m. Thanks to Ethan back at the station. Appreciate you all listening from the Jimmy. This is Brian Mays. Again, your final score, Newark 51 and Reynoldsburg 46. We'll now turn it over to Ohio State basketball as the Buckeyes take on Washington. Have a great evening, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.